Join us this week for KSMU's Sense of Community series, Conversations on Race and Racism. Support comes from community partners City of Springfield Environmental Services, Classic Wood Floors and Smith Flooring, and Citizens Memorial Hospital.
So I'm Christina Harvey, and I'm Black or African American. I live in Springfield, Missouri, and I go to Missouri State University.
And I'm Skylar Smith, and I'm a local musician, and I'm white.
I have a question for you. Have you ever witnessed someone being treated unfairly because of their ethnicity?
I've witnessed that happening to you directly. Mm-hmm. I'll say this and probably kind of like bust myself out for having a lot of white privilege, but it wasn't as apparent to me some of the way things happened before I met you. It's easy to go about being oblivious, you know. That being said, I worked on the north side as a delivery driver, and the north side is just more diverse than the south side of Springfield, and I did see a lot of stuff, particularly how my employer would treat potential employees if they came in and had dreadlocks, or, you know, I watched an interview happen where the potential employee was told that they were going to have to cut their hair due to having dreadlocks. Meanwhile, I was walking around with like 2.5 foot long hair, like down.
Long curly hair.
Long curly hair down. And never, you know, never got really told anything about it.
And it's loose. Have any of your friends said something like off or something that you had to be like, what do you mean?
I feel like that's even happened when we were together, and I'm blanking on the situation, but...
Lawnmower situation?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I remember when a friend of yours, we're walking up to a restaurant, and they were like, these Mexicans need to cut this grass, or something like that. And we were like, whoa, you're not surprised you said something like that. You're awesome.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of racist jokes that people are okay with, or it's the norm or
it's
something.
Very casual around around this area in particular, and
sometimes they don't think it's an issue, like they're making fun of it. But
on that note, I'll say that I feel like it is important to not be necessarily confrontational, but to address those things, especially with the people that are close to you, because I mean that's where the conversations can really start and have a wider, like a better effect. I think that armchair racism, you know, mm-hmm. that like kind of casual attitude, I think that's almost as toxic as the people who are out in the open. So how would you describe your relationship to your blackness and how you feel about it?
Before I hated it, when I was younger, or maybe even 20, I'm 27 now, because I knew I was different. I needed to act a certain way in public, and it was just a chore. But I think I have a healthy and growing relationship with being black. It's still annoying, especially with everything going on today. Sometimes it could be exhausting. Everyone, all my friends, when they talk to me, they always bring up something that's going on with the Black Lives Matter. I just want to have a drink and like play a game or something, but I always have to be reminded that I'm black, and it's really exhausting. I think I do have a healthy relationship with my blackness, but it's growing. Right now, it's kind of hard.
So this is the last question. I kind of wrote it because I had in mind that you would have the last word on it, because you should, but you talked a little bit about it, but how do you feel about the state of social unrest right now related to racial discrimination and the rising racial tensions in our country? And what do you think that means for us and our relationship?
It's not going to get any easier. What did you say? Before it gets easier, it's going to get more intense, and that's where we're at right now. But I think we're going to, like, have to endure some stuff, like more maybe attacks on us because we are interracial, and you're at risk too because if someone doesn't like me, that they don't like that you're with me. It's frustrating what's going on right now. What do you think about it? It's probably frustrating to you too.
It's extremely frustrating, but I feel like we make a really good team, and our experiences thus far have only made us stronger, I guess.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Join us tomorrow at the same time as our Sense of Community series continues here on KSMU, Ozarks Public Radio. I'm Jennifer Moore.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series is provided by City of Springfield Environmental Services, Classic Wood Floors and Smith Flooring, and Citizens Memorial Hospital.